And we are back once again, and I'm speaking English. I asked if we could do the interview in French, and my compatriots here in the studio said, no, we cannot, which is a disgrace. I didn't do a French degree for nothing, so there we go. We are speaking to Raymond, who are playing in Barcelona this Thursday, the 30th of January. Lou Savary and Luc Bercier, how are you doing?
Fine, thank you.
Thank you, all good.
Thank you so much for coming on. I was really interested by your history because you grew up in a small town in Switzerland, right? And yes. I was wondering if, like, you know, you get people who live in like big sort of cities and they're like, oh yeah, that really inspired us. I wondered, like, did it inspire you living in a small town, or was it a case of like you kind of wanted to get out via music?
It was important. It's super interesting to grow up in Switzerland because you have all this nature and it's very inspiring, but it's like all the small city, you need something bigger, like you need for the culture it's difficult, for the inspiration you need more human shapes. And yeah, but I was pretty young when I go in Brussels, so now my inspirations are more here than in Switzerland.
You moved to Brussels before your previous album Leviosa, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Why did you move? Was it just for the music, or
Luc? You want to answer?
Oh yeah, it was also Lou already went to Brussels before, because also for her study. So at first it was the first reason, and then she experimented a bit Brussels, and when she came back in Switzerland, she told me, it could be cool to move there. I met nice people, and also because of the French, we are a bit lazy sometimes with the language. And and yeah,
it's more international. It's more.
Yeah, and also in Switzerland, you don't have a security for artists. In Belgium, you have kind of stuff like that. That now we have this kind of thing in Belgium. So it's really cool to move there. Yeah,
that's quite shocking to find out, because Switzerland is one of the richest countries in Europe. It has a very good base, shall we say, for social projects. Is culture not a priority in like?
I mean it is, but it, for a small band like us, it's difficult for a theater, opera, or stuff like that. You have money, of course. For us too, it's not bad to come from Switzerland.
When you start and you are a little band and you want to grow up, it's really difficult to find some subventions or stuff like this in Switzerland.
Because even like for like cultural organizations, like festivals, or when a promoter wants to book local young talent, and they sometimes like here, no, they get help from the government to support. Is there a healthy cultural fabric, and where you were operating, or not enough, and that's why you're in Belgium?
In Switzerland, you mean, or
yeah, in Switzerland.
Yeah, no, I think it's quite okay. We cannot say that in Switzerland it's bad, huh?
In England or where you have any money for culture, like any money for like subventions, a subsidy. Sorry.
No, it's still okay, but you are not really considered as a real worker, as a proper worker. I if you do music, it's like as you work in a bar. I don't know. It's you are not really considered as somebody that is really part of the society. As in Belgium, really, me, I feel more comfortable with that. I feel more accepted by all the people that live here. I don't know, and that's really cool to have this sensation.
Your most recent album, No Land, came out last year. I was wondering, is the title maybe a reference to sort of feeling unrooted, to having changed cities?
With No Land?
Yeah.
I think it's more about relationships and transformation into relationship and in ourselves. Mm-hmm. And we don't, we talk sometimes about, we create some kind of paint, like little universe. So we use some, I don't know how to explain, some nature. Sorry, really, my English brain is not ready.
No, it's all, so, all good.
You can say it in French if you want, and Ben can translate.
I can try. I can try. My
his,
God,
his degree.
No, we create some little paint. So we use on utilise des éléments de nature.
We
some
use
natural elements.
Natural elements.
Exactly, because it's. I don't know, I always wrote like this. And I love to mix some human feelings with nature elements because it's kind of a paint, you know. So maybe this is why, in Switzerland you have this more nature feelings and here it's really city feelings. So to kind of be in, two kind of human behavior too.
Yeah,
I don't know if you feel.
I know what you mean.
So I'm talking of English and French. There's a lot more songs in English on the new album. Was that like a conscious decision, or did it just come out?
Actually, it's quite funny because of my English, but no, it's really because the sound is not the same.
Yeah, when she sing in French or when she sing in English, she really don't sing the same, and it's interesting to change also because her voice is really not the same when she's singing in French or when she's singing in English.
And the way to write is different.
Well, I was going to ask this. Does like a very do you find yourself writing very different things in French and in English?
But it's not the same way to write, so but it's always the same subject. In a moment, when I was writing all the songs, I was a bit like bored about myself. I was like, it's always the same subject. But at the end, I was like, because it was it what I want to explain and what I want to. Now I think the subject can be different. It was this moment, you know.
See, I have a theory that sometimes if you can be more honest in another language. Hmm. Because when you're speaking your own language, it's like you kind of really feel how important the words are. But like when you go into another language, it's almost more like a game, if you know what I mean. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, completely. I think you are different characters. And in French, it's more yourself. And it's more like, and you choose your words in a different way because you're like, it's my mother language, so it's very precise and I have to be precise. Mm. And in English, you are someone else. You can choose.
This is why I think ABBA lyrics are so good, for example.
Mm.
Going back to Leviosa briefly, there's a song called Valse pour un con. Is that for anyone in particular? Is there anyone in your...
Yes, of course.
Go on, yes. Who?
Not who, but for a guy once at the end of a concert, he was very drunk and he came to me to say like how it was, how do you say in English? Gênant.
Annoying.
Yeah, annoying. And because we were very similar to Noir Boy George, very similar to those kind of projects. And it was like, it's so annoying, la, la, la. And I was so young, it was like one of our first live show. And I was like, okay. So it's from him.
Sometimes people should just measure their opinions, no? And it's like, after a show, really, you're going to come up?
And the worst it was, I was with him and I was like, your life was super nice, really bravo. And he was like, eh.
Because Ben thought that you might have been referencing the Serge Gainsbourg song Requiem pour un con. Is that a possibility?
Actually, no. We never thought about it, but thank you.
So another thing that that song made me think is you have quite a few songs in waltz time, which I was really not expecting. Hmm. Again, like, where does that come from? No one does waltzes these days. More people should do them.
Luke?
Sorry, I didn't get the
waltz? How do you say it in French?
Waltz.
Yeah.
I come from classical piano, and I really love this kind of... also, Lou have a radio show on Just Radio in Brussels where she play classic stuff. So we are really inspired by this kind of music, and I think waltz is a typical also to have not a 4-4 rhythm always. It's cool also to experiment so other stuff, and with our kind of music it fit pretty well, I think. Yeah.
Do you ever get people properly dancing to it at the gigs?
Yeah, but we never had a real waltz. Mm-hmm. But Vladimir Ivkovich once sent us ending a gig with one of our songs, and it was nice to see all these people in the end of a party, like on a pretty sweet song.
So I was reading an interview with you the other day. And somebody asked about your name, and you said it is a secret where it comes from. Is that true?
We like to have a lot of possibilities.
Right. Go on, tell us a lie. Tell us some outrageous lie.
Okay. So I'm a big fan of Lana Del Rey.
Makes sense.
And Moore is like... the wall, but without the O in French, mur. Voilà.
C'est parfait. C'est parfait.
It's the worst lies ever.
I like it though. I like it. That's going to become. It's going to become canon, I think. And you also, you apparently like to collect weird objects, both of you, right?
Yeah.
What was the last weird thing you collected?
What the question? Sorry.
What was the last strange thing you collected?
Ah, very good question. I've got a lot of stuff actually right here. Oh, I have something.
Okay. Okay.
Oh, we're gonna get the.
All right. So I have those ones.
Exhibit A.
Okay.
But I have a lot of things, so I'm not gonna take everything, but I have this one.
Ah, no.
Nice. Like, very perfect for partying. And this one.
Oh, is that for putting drinks on? Or
exactly.
A coaster with
and
Nicolas
really
Cage.
Nice when you are with people drunk, you can put the face like this. I don't know if it's worked.
Hey, yeah, no, that's pretty perfect. Alarming, but pretty perfect, yeah. So we mentioned you're playing Barcelona on Thursday, and we were talking off mic before, but you said this is your first gig in Barcelona, right?
Yeah, completely.
Is it your first gig in Spain as well?
Yeah. All our first gigs in Spain. Actually, it's the first time that I will be in Barcelona, Madrid, etc.
Okay.
So it's really exciting.
What do you expect?
Another mood than in Brussels.
a lot warmer than Brussels, I hope.
Yes, other food, and to meet some great people and having the best times.
Well, it was a real pleasure to speak to you today. As I say, you're playing Thursday at the Sala Meteoron. which has a very strange website. I'm looking at it now. It's telling me to go to therapy for some reason, which is strange.
Barcelona.
Yeah, it's very
strange. It's a really cool venue because it's nice and cozy. It's small in a good way, you know, so you're close to the audience.
Nice.
Yeah. And that area is really cool because when you finish the gig, you're not like in the outside of the city, you know, you're right in the center near the Apollo, near the all the cool places to go and have a glass of wine afterwards or even.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Okay, run. So you will be there?
Yeah, we'll be there. We'll be waltzing. Me and Johanna are going to pull off the most romantic waltz you've ever seen.
We'll make it a TikTok trend and hopefully. So see you on Thursday. Have a safe travels.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Merci bien. Jeudi, on se voit.
Merci beaucoup.
Ciao.
Ciao. Bye. See you.
Bye.
Ciao.